From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump endorsed the idea of arming educators in the classroom during an emotional exchange Wednesday with victimized students and parents of school shootings. Also, spreading former military service members throughout schools, he said, could very well solve your problem. We're going to be looking at it very closely. At one point, he asked, does everybody like that idea? Only a few people raised their hands. Then he asked who opposed it, and more hands went up. From the approximately 40 people in the room, most of them students, family members, and educators directly affected by school shootings. American Christian evangelist Billy Graham, viewed as one of the most influential preachers of the 20th century, died Wednesday. For decades, he waved a Bible over his head as he preached to more than 200 million people in 185 countries and territories. He staged massive rallies called crusades on every continent except Antarctica. He preached in Soviet bloc nations before the fall of communism and in 1994 in China and North Korea. Billy Graham was 99 years old. Ford Motor Company said on Wednesday that Raj Nair, its president for North America, was leaving the company immediately following an internal investigation that found his behavior was, quote, inconsistent with the company's code of conduct. Ford did not give any details on what that behavior entailed. A company spokesman said the review was launched in the past few weeks after Ford received a report of inappropriate behavior. His departure comes after several high-profile business leaders have quit or been fired. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to the Security Council to approve an urgent 30-day ceasefire across Syria and to help the 400,000 besieged residents of eastern Ghouta, who he said live in hell on earth. He said, I believe eastern Ghouta cannot wait. For more than a decade, African nations have put in a generally dismal performance on Transparency International's annual Corruption Perceptions Index, and they continued to do so in 2017, according to the latest index released Wednesday. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Transparency International's regional advisor for Southern Africa, Kate Mwaki, described Africa's past year.
Most African governments are failing to address corruption in the region, although we do have leaders that have invested in systemic responses to build strong institutions and create behavior change. So in terms of some of these rays of hope, at the top of the table, we have Botswana, Seychelles, Cabo Verde, Rwanda, and Namibia, who all score currently over 50. And then in terms of the very bottom of the table, there hasn't been much change. We still have the likes of South Sudan, Somalia, right at the bottom, and significant declines from countries like Malawi, Madagascar, Mozambique, and Guinea-Bissau.
But, she says, the African Union and several key leaders, notably the presidents of the two largest economies on the continent, Nigeria and South Africa, have recently made clean governance a pet issue. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Human Rights Watch has accused Somali government authorities of abusing children who are allegedly associated with the militant group Al-Shabaab. In a report released Wednesday, the rights group said boys are illegally detained and sometimes prosecuted in military courts. Israel's longtime leader is facing a deepening corruption probe that's threatening his grip on power. Israeli media say a close associate of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to testify against the prime minister in a bribery scandal. Shlomo Filber was arrested on suspicion of promoting the interests of Israel's powerful telecom company in exchange for more positive news coverage of the prime minister. Police have not confirmed that Filber has turned state's witnesses, but Netanyahu is denying any wrongdoing. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.